Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Hey, and today
is lipo day.
It's a liposuction day. Today's a day about sucking. Super excited. I'm your host, Amanda. Welcome back to RTS. This is my co-host with the most.
Val.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're ever going to get that right?
I think we just did.
No, like, I think you... Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Anyways, bit of an update. We've had just such a busy couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I've been traveling and doing so many things. I just got back from two trips. It was super great. California, then Boston, of which no hookups on either trip. It was a very focused, good time with the people that I was with. Put my pussy away for a minute.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Give it a break.
It got some sun, then it got some cold. It was great. I love Boston. I could do a whole fucking episode on Boston, but I will spare you. Meanwhile, you were here working. No, you went to Vegas.
No, I went on vacation.
Yeah. We were in California at the same time, but different.
I want another $1,400
towards the wedding fund.
No, it's just paid back my vacation. Oh. That's basically what it did. But I am going to make an announcement at the wedding, and I'm going to be like, thank you, everyone, for coming. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed your night. This was all paid by slot machines. I really want to say that.
If you have a gambling addiction, please feed it.
No, I'm going to say, oh, you want to fuck with gambling and say it's fucking stupid? It's not. Look at where you're at.
You should have a slot machine at your wedding.
Oh, my God. How can I do that?
I already booked it. It's fine.
It's coming on Amazon.
Fucking get pictures, strips of pictures. This is a fucking whole set, dude. Like, you rented the Sex in the City slot machine.
I would die. I'd literally die.
Yeah, bitch. Bringing a little bit of Vegas to our neck of the wood. Fucking bumfuck Egypt. Hell yeah. But no, this episode, we wanted to get right into the nitty gritty, just because this has been on something that I've been dealing with, I guess working with for quite some time. I got liposuction.
What was the day you got liposuction?
October 12th, I want to say. Yeah, it was in October, mid-October. So a few months now. It's been three months. October.
Yeah, because it's December 9th, so about 3 months. Yeah, but almost.
And so now is probably the time where I've had the most, I think, happiness with this. Because it was an evolution. You've been through the fucking... Because I was like, I want to do this episode like weeks ago. And you were like, you should wait till you don't want to fucking fuck up your doctor. Like, you should wait until you're like the full results. But yeah, so it was just a hot topic. And like a lot of people talk about it here and there. And there was this, you know, because I got it done here locally. At this company called Sono Bello, which, I mean, yeah, shout out to Sono Bello.
Do you want
to
sponsor us, Sono Bello?
What up? Are we on brand for you? Because you suck the fat out of my ass, but you can't fucking sponsor us? Okay. No, so Sono Bello in Meridian, Idaho, definitely showed up for that. So I saw, it was like, I had been seeing it pop up, right, Instagram ads and reels, okay. And I don't have fucking Instagram except for RTS. I was out here shopping and shit. And I kept seeing it, And here's the real, like, fucking, we're about to get Real Talk Sundays, okay? Real Talk Sundays.
That's what it's for.
My whole life, I have had a chunky pubic mound. And that's the only delicate way I can say it, okay? Is like my pubic mound. And people are like, oh, your fupa? No, not really. Because a fupa, yes, that fatter
upper
pussy
area. That's like
a little bit higher than that, but it's lower. It's literally like the pubic mound right on top of your, you know, of your labia minora. So it's always been chunky. It's always been a monkey, okay? It's always been here, and it's been a player in my life. And I even made a fucking TikTok about this because I was like, I saw this other chick wearing one of those like workout onesies, and she's like, any of y'all have this fucking problem where it looks like you're packing heat, but really it's just you just got a fluffy monkey?
Like,
and I was like,
transgender?
I have not related harder my whole fucking life. I've had this, okay? And the crazy part is there were so many pictures that never saw the light of day or that never got sent, whether it was shared with the internet or otherwise. Of me in like a bathing suit or an outfit because I had a fucking monkey and I didn't like it. But like the women are crazy because in the back of my mind, I'm talking like leggings, fucking sliders, tight skirts, short shirts, or short skirts and shorts.
Shorts, like high-waisted
shorts. Yeah. Bathing suits, thongs, cute underwear, spandex for volleyball huge one. I'd always be like, fuck, hopefully it doesn't look like I'm tucking a dick. Like, all in my head about crazy shit. When really, I'm the only person with that narrative.
Like, yeah, nobody else felt that way.
Don't get me wrong. I've checked with a lot of my partners, and they're like, oh, we love the monkey. Like, we love that. And it's like, great for you guys. I don't. I hate it. My mother has this vagina. My nana had this vagina, which honestly, can we take a minute? Because this is like a thing that's always on my mind. It was a surreal experience because I took care of my nana in her last few weeks of life. I've taken care of a few old people on their way out. But that was a trip because she's my mom's mom. And having somebody with a similar body type than you was very interesting. But honestly, like, straight up, we had the same vagina. Like, and like, we have a very distinguished mole and freckle. And I just remember I was like taking care of her and I was like, holy shit, dude. And she's in her 80s and I'm like, oh my God, this is what my vagina is going to look like. And I had this surreal moment of like, holy shit, like, that's my vagina in 30 years, like 40 years, 50 years. Like, I need to take care of, like, it was, and it was, she had a great vagina. Like, shout out to you, man. But like, that was a trip. And honestly, I've really never been happy with that part of my body.
Yeah.
Okay. So my original intent, and it's on their fucking website, is pubic mound, right? And it was microneedle liposuction. So it's very minimally invasive. And I was like, I want that done. I want it done right here, right now.
You did it pretty impulsively, though. Absolutely. You called me, you're like, so I did like a consultation, and I'm getting surgery next Tuesday.
I'm doing it.
And I was like, what?
Fuck all y'all, I'm doing it.
And because if we go back, like, I would think before you got this done, you would get your tits done.
No, sorry.
Either your tits or your chin. Is what you've always talked about. And so when you said that, I'm like, whoa. Yeah, it tripped me out for sure.
Well, this is also on the roster of things that I just despise, right? Body image issue here. This is crazy. And also, like, it's been a journey with my body, like, just over the years anyway. So I decided to get this done, right? We're in there in the consultation room. She's like, hey, hop, skip, and a jump. We'll suck the fat out your pussy, sure. But we can suck the fat out of the whole area. Like, we can go up top a little bit. We can do around your back a little bit. Like, we can package
your neck.
We can fucking, we'll help you out. And I was like, you know, I really just want this one area. And she was like, well, what's going to happen is we're going to suck fat out of that one area. And then the other parts are going to be not fat sucked. And you're going to be like, why do I look weird? And she showed me a couple pictures of women.
What a saleswoman.
I know. I was like, I literally was like, I could fucking do this. I can't sell women. And I was the youngest person in that office. Every time I go in and out of that office, they were professional. They were clean. They were up to, like, they were fucking tip top. It was a tight ship. Very well run. Very well oiled. I was the oldest bitch in that place. And every time I go back, I'm like,
you
fuck,
mean the youngest.
Or the youngest bitch in that place. And there was a lot of interesting looks too. Like, wow, interesting. She needs it. And like, I've lost a lot of weight before and after, and they have skin tightening and all these other procedures that they do. The thing is for me is like, I have lost weight in the past and I still have that. Even at my fittest in my 20s, I've still had a fucking monkey. Like, it doesn't matter. And so I needed the actual cells sucked out of that area. So I said, okay, all right, let's talk about this. Let's get this done. Let's get that done. All right, what's the downtime? She's like, few weeks. Fucking made it sound like I was getting a tooth pulled, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, fucking sign me up. And I was like, all right, you know, what does the aftercare look like? She's like, super great. Like, you're going to, you know, we're going to give you binders. Like, you're going to have the whole nine. Like, we'll walk you through it. We're going to just keep tabs on you. And we're also going to give you skin laser treatments as well, because this is sudden fat loss. If you do have any some extra texture issues, like, we're going to get that going for you. Those start next week for me. And she's like, yeah, you're going to lose some inches very, very quickly. It's going to happen. And I was like, okay, am I awake during the procedure? She's like, yes, ma'am, you are. But we give you a lot of pain management meds and you're good. Okay, sounds great. They got me in lickety split, dog, but I paid cash for it, right?
Yeah.
And like, real talk Sundays, it wasn't cheap. Like, with all that said, So like, because I got that area done, I got my hips, honestly, this is where they got me. I wasn't even planning on coming out of there with a waist, all right? Like, I've always been built like a box, so I didn't really plan on getting a waist out of this. I just wanted a flat pussy. So that was an interesting side note, and also huge benefit that I'm stepping into is having this curvature to my body now. And a few other byproducts we'll talk about. So I got the pubic mound area, the lower abdomen, the upper abdomen, my lower back and my side flanks all sucked out. And all in, like, taxes, fucking everything. So procedure.
I don't want to know.
It's north of what we talked about, for sure. So, like, originally going in for just a couple of spots, it was a couple G's here, a couple G's there, but they had to do a couple, like, the flanks. And she's like, if we do your flanks, we have to do your back. Like, that's just how it works. So all in about 10 G's. Like,
I figured.
10 G's with the aftercare, with the light treatments, all that shit, we're in. And so I was like, all right, here's 10 G's. And so they get me in. The day of the procedure moved very, very quickly. They were very, but they were on top of their shit and they were well rehearsed. However, I did a pre-op the same day I did the op, instead of a few day break in between. So I met the surgeon. He's super calm, cool, collected, made me feel at ease. Really handsome guy just coming in and being like, all right, here's what we're going to do. He's like, I want to be very clear. This isn't going to take care of your stretch marks, because I got lit up like a Christmas tree when I had babies. Like,
yeah,
going from never having a stretch mark on my body to being cut up was like jarring. But he's like, it's not gonna get rid of this, and two, it's also not gonna get rid, like, or improve your C-section scar. And I was like, fucking got it, I'm already down for the count, it's fine. So we get, you know, get in there. They give me some drugs. I don't take a lot of drugs. I smoke weed. I don't fucking pop drugs, like, you know, so they're giving me some heavy hitters. They don't really let the heavy hitters sit in. I get wheeled to the back room and they're like, all right. I was already telling the story to the girls last night. I was like, he was like, you're going to feel little pricks on where I'm putting the insertion, because they put insertion ports. And I have one. They put two on my side hips, my belly button, and then two here in my lower abdomen. And those were the ports that they used to suck everything out. And so he did the numbing agent, like the pricks for all of those, installed the ports, and then kind of pricked all over my abdomen and my sides and stuff. And then he comes out and he says, all right, I'm going to put this rod. This is going to basically put numbing agent into your abdomen so we can start the procedure. And I was like, oh, fucking K. I'm not high from any of the Norco they just gave me. I'm like, okay. And they put the rod into one of my side ports. And the thing is so you're awake, right? You're fully awake. Yes, your abdomen is numb and it's an interesting texture. But I felt not the insertion of the rod, but when the rod finally went through and started to separate the muscle from the skin, I felt that rod tear through those fibers that was holding my skin to my muscle, my abdomen, right? And he also was like, by the way, you still have 3-finger displacement, because I have, you know, ab displacement. And he was like, it's not going to fix that either. I'm like, it's fine. So he starts going in with this rod and starts just putting in the numbing agent. And I feel it. I feel probably, I would say, 30% of it, which is enough to be like, okay. And they were so casual about it. I think, one, for the mental aspect of it, to have the person not freak out, right? The person on the table. But two, to seriously downplay it so that it just is like, oh, you almost gaslight yourself. You're like, I shouldn't be in this much pain. A bunch of other, they do this all the time. Clearly they didn't talk about it. So I'm just going to be a bitch and breathe. I'm not going to be a bitch. I'm going to breathe through. I got this. And he's doing this. He's putting the fucking shit in there.
You're like, I signed up for this.
This is what they told me, right? And I'm kind of like mind fucking myself. So the numbing agent is filled in my abdomen and my sides. And then he goes, pulls that out, and he goes, all right, now we're going to do the rod that is for the actual procedure. And he puts it a little thinner, a little longer. And he starts going to town on that. And I felt like 10% of it, probably 7 to 10%, because most of it was numb. There was a ring, basically. I felt the threshold, though, on where that numbing agent was not there, and my skin was still intact. So when he would encroach on those, it was like, it honestly felt like when you put your tongue on a fucking battery, that like zap, yeah. You're like, oh shit, like I was getting zapped. And so he was doing that. The part that was actually not painful at all is when we had me roll over and he was sucking the fat out of my back. And I was like, oh, I can't feel this at all. Like, plus it was a break from the abdomen. The abdomen was so painful. And so we're in there probably a good 45 minutes to an hour and he's just... They sucked the maximum out of me that they possibly could. Okay, I walked out of there 11 pounds lighter. Like, it was nuts.
Instant gratification at its finest. Like,
four or five of those huge fucking CC just sucked of pure. He goes, oh, you got good fat. Like, just straight.
What does good fat mean?
So when you pull that shit out of you, it separates, right, from, like, the blood and liquid and then the fat and then, like, the fatty fat. And you want to get the least amount of liquid and the most amount of fat cells as possible. Yeah. And I got the most amount of fats. Like, it was
but
straight
how do you get good fat?
I don't know.
I don't think I have good fat.
It was just pure fat.
I'm just saying I don't think I have good fat.
Like, fucking take it all. You can have it. It's fine. Fucking Fight Club me and sell it back in soap. I don't give a shit. Just take it out of here. So he fucking sucks all this out of me. The nurse there, too, right before he starts, like, numbing me up, I even asked the nurse, am I going to feel this? Is this going to hurt? She goes, you will in the beginning, but then it'll all get numb. And I was just, like, looking at her, like, have you had
but
this
But why
person?
Can't
like,
they get it numb before they start?
You're a goddamn liar. Like, I felt all of it. But, like, I was so, like, in shock about how much it hurt. Because they just downplayed that so much. And the aftercare.
Well, yeah, because they're not going to tell you it hurts so bad.
It hurts so fucking bad, you're going to want to kill yourself for the first 48 hours. But, you know, you want to do it or not? No, I don't want to fucking do it. But, like, all in, she made me feel like I was being a baby back bitch. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to fucking suck it the fuck up and get this sucked. And she was like, I'm going to get this procedure done, too, in a few months. I'm still on my weight loss journey. And I was like, oh, so you haven't had this done? She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I get through the procedure. I counted the hour. Like, I will tell you. I was like, are we done yet? Like, fuck, this is so painful. And so we get done. They wrap me up. They give me more drugs. Like, they're kind of walking me through the aftercare. I have been in a faja. For 3 consecutive months, 24 hours a day.
A faja 90. Is like...
It's a body suit. Yeah, it's a body suit. It's a fucking just spandex, you know, nylon just fucking straps you in fucking...
Even when you sleep.
And even when I was sleeping. So for the first 2 months, it was you 24 hours a day, you can take it off to shower. And then the third month, you can take it for the, you know, wear it all day and then take it off for the 8 to 10 hours that you're sleeping. And so I just started taking it off because they were like, for best results, wear it. So I honestly, and I have already had a couple fajas. I went and bought a few more. Now I'm like a shapewear pro. Like, I'm a shapewear fucking expert. Here's the crazy part about the healing. This is also
a
part.
Wait, can we talk about how I picked you up? Or do you want to talk about
the healing
first?
Yeah, no, you picked me up. Oh, well, first of all, I was like, oh, I'll just fucking Uber home, dude. Like, they downplayed it so much. I was like, I'll just fucking Ubs home.
Yeah.
And I
get
there.
Well, no, someone was supposed to pick you up.
Well, somebody was, and then fucking didn't. And I was like, it's fine.
You're like, who do I call? Ghostbusters now.
Fucking selfish asshole, dude. I was like, fine, I'll just fucking Uber my ass home, right?
Yeah.
And I get there that morning because I'm doing a pre-op as well as the op. And they were like, and who's your rider? And I was like, oh, I'll just fucking call Lyft, you know? And they were like, legally, no. Like, somebody who you trust needs to pick you up, you're going to be fucked up.
Right.
And I was like, oh,
okay. At least they did that. I'll give them credit for that.
Okay. So I had to call Old Reliable. I had to call fucking Val. And I was like, bitch, dude, my ride bailed on me because fuck. And I just need you to be here in like 3 or 4 hours. She was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, and they called me and I went. And then this is my side of the showing up. And I go in there and they're telling you, oh, yeah, you can do this in like a week. You can do this. And
when fuck again?
Yeah, you're like, oh,
whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready to have sex.
A couple days.
What? And then when we got in the car, they help you get out because you were drugged up, you know, and they help you get in the car and they put your seatbelt on and everything. And then you were leaking fluid out of your hip. And in my head, because mind you, she only told us she was getting her monkey.
Yeah, like my
And
lower.
I'm like, why is fluid coming out of her hip? But I wasn't going to question. You're all drugged up. And in my head, I was like, she did something fucking more, right?
She's going
to
tell me all her secrets.
And she just wants to fucking keep it a secret because she doesn't want to be judged. So then the next week, you come over to record and you're like, I have a confession. Hey. You're like, I did more than just my vagina. And I was like, what? And then you like took your shirt off and everything. And I was just like, it was insane.
Yeah.
Insane. It's, yeah. It, you look so different.
My closest, and like a lot of people, I do that to those closest to me, is if I have a decision that I know is reckless, I will withhold that because it's my fucking pussy. I do what I want. And I knew that if I told you and my mom, the most logical individual, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, your vagina's fine. You should get your tits done instead. Why
but
don't you just
honestly,
your neck
if I
stuff?
Think about it, I would have thought you got your tits done for mm-hmm. sure because you've been so wanting to do that. But we could still do that. It's fine.
It's fine.
But I think you could have got away with doing your down there. And then I think if you just would have done the back, because it would have given you the same thing.
It's a whole new
I know.
World.
I'm just saying. I'm saying in hindsight.
Yeah,
hindsight.
But I don't think they would have let me do that, though, because then it would have looked all fucking discombobulated.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's true.
I was still, because I did have a lot of fat in that
You were
front
scared.
Area.
Oh, talk about how scared you were that it was like swollen.
Bro,
and you're like,
so
if it's worse than what I fucking walked in with, like.
Yeah, dude, you
want to
get a Real Talk Sunday? Was the fucking aftercare on this. Okay, so they gave me, I'm wearing one of the fajas that they gave me, these, you know, compression suits that they gave me. Here's the thing. Is it has a cut slit in the crotch so you can pee, right? Because I would say that was the most painful thing is sitting down on the toilet and you don't want to take that on and off. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a whole process. And so the hard part is, though, is that there's not enough restriction. So fluid is going to drain to the path of least resistance, right? And I'm strapped in to these bodycon suits except for the crotch area, which was the main area I had done. And so all this fluid is headed to my mound. And I'm freaking out.
It was so
I'm
swollen.
I'm freaking out because I'm like, this looks like I got beat by a bear. Like, this is, oh my God, to where it stretched probably double the size of what it normally was. I was crying. I was in so much pain. Post-op 3 days, shit starts popping off. Real Talk Sunday, shit starts popping off in my pussy. And I was like, oh my God, this is not right. Like, did I sleep with somebody that had something scheduled, like, you know, something sketchy? Is this an STD? No way. And started out all hunky-dory like a fucking yeast infection. I'm just going to be straight up because nobody fucking talked about this. And I was talking to my nurse and she blew right over it like, nah, that's your problem. Are you good now? And I was just like, can we talk about the things that just happened to my vagina right now, bitch? Because this is worrisome. You didn't say any of this was going to happen and I had to troubleshoot it on my own.
From Google.
With my nurse mom and Google. And so it's fucking swollen so bad. It started off as like a mild yeast infection. I've never had a yeast infection before. And very privileged on that. And so I was like, I think this is what it is. This is what it's describing. And so I started treating it like a yeast infection. It got worse in 24 hours. And I started spraying it with like a chronic thing to get rid of yeast infection too, is like our naturopathic or a UTI, because I started getting like UTI symptoms, was spraying it with like apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Terrible idea. I was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad.
Oh.
And then it went from bad to worse. And I was like, oh my God. Like, my labias were swollen. Everything was just so angry. It was so bad. And I was crying because it hurt to piss. It hurt to wipe. It hurt to shower, to do anything. I was in so much pain. And I had to make this fucking concoction of like Vagisil and fucking numbing
Vagisil,
cream.
Vagisil, what is that from?
Vagisil in boxes of Vagisil.
What is that from?
Fucking, look what I can do. fucking that SNL skit I was just talking about it the other day. Fucking.
And then the Mad TV was the Desitin.
Oh.
Or something. Okay. Anyways.
Start.
I don't know.
Start.
It's next to the Vagisil. Start.
And so fucking I made this like concoction of like numbing agent, fucking all this shit that they gave me. I'm putting it on there like a religion. It's just so painful for a week, dude. I wanted my vagina to just fall off.
You were like, do I have chlamydia?
I was like, do I have chlamydia? Do I have something? Do I have literally like the worst fucking thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life? Oh, I'd rather have herpes. Like, this is fucking insane. And they was so angry. I was like looking at it in a mirror. I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. And then my mom, the fucking nurse that she is, she goes, you know what? I think there's like some sort of a reaction happening down there. Try an antihistamine. Go get some Zyrtec.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. We listen to what mom says. So we go get some Zyrtec. literally within 5-6 hours, I immediately start feeling relief. She's fucking Zyrtec and coconut oil.
Oh.
Zyrtec and coconut oil.
But couldn't you have taken Benadryl?
Yeah, that would have worked. Any sort of antihistamine or some sort of allergy. And that worked within a day. Like, literally the same day, I was like, oh, my God, I'm starting to feel some relief. So I just stuck to an antihistamine and fucking coconut oil. And within 3 days, finally, I could take a piss without crying, dude. Like, oh, my God.
So
period 2 weeks a week before I was supposed to, because of how much pain and just shock my body was in. My fucking period came on top of vagina pain.
Oh, God.
And I was like, just put me out to pasture. I couldn't even put in a tampon because I was in so much pain. So I'm fucking just
wearing
I'm wearing diapers, dude. My fucking hips are leaking piss. And I was just like, oh, my God, the blood. But it only bled for like a day and a half. And then my little incisions healed up because I had all that numbing agent was just leaked throughout my body, right? And they were like, it's going to come pouring out. It's going to go somewhere.
Dude, so I don't know.
I was miserable for three and a half, four weeks.
You were just on the couch, like, Snapchatting, like, you looked like shit.
For, like, 3.5-4 weeks. The thing is, though, I'm, like, looking at my shape, and I'm like, hold on here. I look great.
Pain is beauty, man.
I'm like, I'm in a world of pain. So for the first month, I was like, fuck this. Wasn't worth the 10 grand. They lied to me about everything. I'm so fucking mad. I went back in there and I said, fix my fucking pussy, dude. Something's happening. The doctor goes, I'm gonna go get the doctor. I'll be right back. Goes and gets the fucking doctor. He comes in and he goes, why didn't you tell us about this sooner? I was like, bitch, I'm here for my first post-op. Like, we just had this interaction. I didn't know it was supposed to come in earlier. He takes a fucking needle and doesn't even, he was like, we're going to go run. They're like, they get a fucking kit shit set up. He gets out a fucking needle with it and he literally starts sanitizing my area. I was like, whoa, 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 sir, what you doing? What you doing? He was like, I'm going to drain it. I was like, what? He's like, I'm going to drain the mound right now. And I was like, I was all lightheaded. I was like, can I sit down? Like, that's intense, dude. I sit down and he fucking, like a balloon, just pops it into there and drains like 200 cc's of fluid.
And then you were like, my vagina looks deflated. It
looks like a deflated balloon valve.
It went from like to like, oh my God, it's, I don't even know which is worse.
Yeah, it like deflated
so
quickly.
That's what your vagina's gonna look like at 95.
Oh my God, I was like, this is even worse. And he just shoved it in there like I wasn't supposed to wince. No drugs, nothing, just was like fucking bloop. And he's squishing this shit out of me. He's like, oh yeah, there's a lot in here. It's just a lot of pressure because you don't have resistance in that. I was like, oh, in the suit that you gave
me? In the suit that you guys gave, yeah.
I bought another one. I spent another $80 getting a faja with fucking dick restrict. So I basically got a special pair of underwear that was super constricting on the mound. It's basically for people in the trans community that need help tucking because it was the only one to put pressure. So while I'm waiting for those, I go on YouTube and this lady goes, if you have BBL, if you've gotten a BBL done, you've gotten liposuction, you've got any work done on any part of your, from your above your knees to below your tits in anywhere in that area, your swelling is going to flood to your mound because the your
it's
pubic
what's in
area,
between all of
your
it.
Pubic area also has a lot of elasticity just because of biology anyways. And so all your swelling, especially if you're a BBL and you're laying on your stomach, right, it's all going to swell there. So a lot of these women are having the same issue. This one lady goes, I know it's uncomfortable, but like, don't get a faja with a crotch slit because there's just not as much support there. Also, she took a bed sheet, like one of those, you know, puppy pee-pee sheets that I was laying on when I was leaking, and she triangle folded it. So it was basically a thick, thick triangle, and she put it right there on top of her mound in her faja. And she goes, the pressure alone will give you so much relief. And I started doing that. Again, it was 24 hours. I saw the waking up and like seeing the swelling. And then tertiary, so I do a lot of gua sha on my face. And I started to notice the more I was healing these lines from my extra skin.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like when you crumple a paper bag and then you press it between a book. These creases ran super deep in my lower abdomen. And this is just like going fearless into my vulnerability because other women have had this done. And you get this illusion, and even showing the girls last night, like what my body looks like right now is it takes a lot of vulnerability. And I'm still not 100% with it, but I am embracing it more than I was pre-surgery, right? Pre-lipo. But there are some deep creases on my lower abdomen right above my C-section scar, mm-hmm. which I had more of like a saggy tummy versus now it's a flat tummy. It's flat,
yeah,
but it's creased. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start gua shaing. I started doing gua shaing and lymphatic drainage and dry brushing because I'm like, dude, I can't feel where the numbing stuff is. I can't feel my back. It's a weird texture. All these, you know, threads were saying dry brush, and I dry brush already. So I've been dry brushing. And you know, even a chick last night was like, what's dry brushing? If you're not doing dry brushing right now for your skin, you are missing out on one of the easiest, most cost-efficient, and best ways to take care of your skin. Your skin is your largest organ. And so if you get a dry brush, and they're fucking everywhere, Walmart all the way to
Can
fucking
you just
Ulta.
Dry brush me?
You dry brush from basically towards your heart, right? You start with your legs, you go up towards your heart, your arms. Dry brush in the shower before you turn the water on because it flakes off all your dead skin. It's a great way to reduce, increase circulation on your skin, a great way to reduce your stretch marks. It's a great way, too, to just help increase the, elasticity of your skin. It's just all around great. Gets rid of that top layer. So I do that, and I get in the shower. So I was doing that. I turned it up a little bit. I went and got a new brush, so I had a little bit more, you know, to do, so I did that. And then I've just been doing coconut oil gua sha massages and working those creases with my gua sha, and I have noticed in the last week a huge improvement, and I'm going to keep doing it. And now I also have a couple sessions of their post-lipo light. It's basically red. Yeah, it's red infrared light. My mom also has one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing that too, and it's going to increase. And then I think I might down the road do some skin resurfacing just because now that I've lost that fat, my stretch marks are a little bit more visible now that I don't have as much, you know, mm-hmm. tension on them. So there is that. But here's the thing. Pros. Bitch, I look great. Like, oh my God. Yes, those were the cons, okay? But the pros, they sucked so much fat out of my sides and back, it gave me an ass.
Yeah.
Like, I have a dump truck, and it's crazy because I didn't before, but it isn't the fact that my ass grew. It's the fact that my waist came in, and so it gives the illusion like I now have this. I was even telling B, he saw me a few weeks after. He's like, fuck, you look good. And I was like, bro, I think it drained into my ass. Like, he's like, no, you've always had an ass. You're just boxy. And now I'm now an S, right? I'm like, this came in. So came in on that. Also gave the illusion that I'm at my tits are huge.
Yeah,
like,
they do look bigger.
This illusion. So that was super crazy. My stomach's back to being very fucking flat. Yes, it's my mound is much, it's beautiful, it's flatter, and we were talking about this last night too. Another benefit, one of the biggest things I've noticed, sex feels different.
Ooh.
Okay, sex feels different. We've had several talks about about how I don't typically come from somebody going down on me, right?
Yeah, that
plus
sucks.
For a long time it was like, find the button, like, where's her button? I don't know. And I even made a TikTok too about how, like, it literally is like my monkey's just like suffocating their face so they can't really fucking find it, and it's really not, it's not enjoyable for me. Quite the contrary. So the first like sleeping with somebody after I got that done, I was literally like, oh my God, like everything was a little more sensitive. It was almost like there was like a pressure relieved a little bit to where like even the G-spot, I was like, oh my God, like I am sensy. Like I can feel everything. This is crazy. I actually enjoyed having somebody go down on me rather than
nice.
Just being like, I'm just going to let them do what they need to do so they think that they're doing for me what they need me to do.
This is so great.
Oh my God. Oh, just put it in me now, please. Like, so horny. And so, no, it was so different. I was like, holy shit, I like this. And even looking at it aesthetically, yeah, I got a completely different pussy now. And it's like, okay, yay. But the fact that I grew a butt out of it and like my back fat
that's exciting.
Is gone.
That's
like, because you know how I am with my back fat.
I know. Yep.
I'm one of those weirdo. Like I wear my bra across my shoulder blades, bro. I hate my back fat like situation. They suck that shit all out. So I'm like, I'm wearing tight shit.
I literally called her before the event and I was like, I'm looking to get some jeans. They didn't fit how I thought. And I'm like, what size are you now? A 10?
I fucking wish.
Like, what are you now? A 10?
I went from a
6. It's like that jealousy of like, I would never get lipo, but I'm too scared. But I'm also like, fuck you. You look so good.
Thank you
but
so
I'm
much.
So happy for you because you're my best friend. But I'm also like, fuck you.
Dude, by your wedding, I'm going to look completely different because it kickstarted because I was on
cool. Glad it's your fucking wedding to look good at.
I'm so happy everyone's here.
Thank you for listening to me talk.
Let us pray over this body. The thing is, too, is like I have kicked my nutrition into high gear, too.
You have,
like,
yeah.
I've really been eating. Like
she didn't just get lipo. She's gluten free now.
I'm changing some shit, dude. My lifestyle's changed, right? I've been going to the gym because like I started taking my vitamin D before this and got my energy back, got my wits about me. So I started going to the gym before I got
she did
lipo.
Vitamin D, lipo, gym in between.
Yeah,
that.
Got, okay. And then I've ditched the gluten, dude. Yeah. So I've been really lean because my whole
pizza,
no fucking breads, no gluten, no silly like. I'm just really trying to play that, and honestly, I'm running a pretty tight ship on that, and drinking more water, and just taking care of myself, you know. So all that combined, absolutely. So I was about a 16, 18 pant size. I'm now 14. Like I can, you know, some things are 16 when they look a little big, but like honestly, the waist that I walked away with, like my weight, I will absolutely do a before and after post, but like
the cool.
waist. That I gained out of this, I never would have received, no matter how fit I was, because I was even looking back at college pictures when I was at TVCC playing volleyball, dual sport.
Yeah, you were,
not the curvaceous S. It was a box. I still had a very boxy shape. So the fact that they gave me shape on top of it to accentuate my butt and boobs, like it truly has made me look almost like pinup, like porn star. It's very, very crazy. And I
think
feel
just, I mean, this might be like very offensive, but more feminine.
I was just going to say, I feel more feminine.
Oh, good.
I really do. And the ironic thing is the clothes fit me different. And it's almost like when I went to go try on all those dresses for that holiday party, they'd all fit.
Yeah, that was
it. All fit.
True.
I was like, "When the fuck does it all fit?" Like,
right.
It may have looked ugly, but it all fit. And I was like, "This is crazy." Like, normally I just don't fit into shit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the stuff that was technically a 16 to 18, I'd put it on, and it wouldn't hit the way it was supposed to hit my body. And now it does. It looks a little bit more tailored to my body. So yeah, very feminine. Honestly, it's made me feel sexier. Like,
good.
I feel like the top of my peak sex game, like the sex I've had since then. And I will say the first hit back on it, like, I remember just getting bent over and he was grabbing my waist. And I was literally just like, fuck, this hurts, but feels so good. My lipo, fuck my life. Oh, okay. But wow, this feels great. But like, oh my God, don't pinch my hips. It fucking hurts. Like, it was the craziest shit.
I have an open wound there.
I have an open wound. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah, so it's been crazy. And like the way I look in high-waisted thongs underwears now is a fucking game changer. I will be wearing a thongkini in Greece like September, mark my words. Like it is going to happen. So the way lingerie sits on me now is different. And yeah, it's just so overall like now that I'm sitting back fully, I'm like, fuck, was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. I wish, hindsight being 2020, if you're thinking about doing this and you're older, I challenge you to do as much work leading up to it as you can. So that way, when you do get this liposuction done, it is just accentuating what you know you already have. And you're going to want to get back in the gym because the first thing I did when I felt able-bodied was like a week or two where I was like, okay, I can fucking move now. I was looking in the mirror and I was like, I want to go to the gym and I want to keep this up. I want to tighten my arms now. Mm-hmm. Like I want to make sure my legs are strong and they fit this new vessel shape. Like, and I remember going on this woman's retreat peak to where my vagina was on fire. It was like I just started the antihistamine and I was just like, I was tripping on mushrooms and I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was fucking crying because I was like, I am so sorry I did this to my body. Like, I was having this moment of just like, I gave in to what the ego wanted, mm-hmm. not what the vessel needed. And I am so sorry. Like, and I just spent a moment like hugging my body and just being like, fuck, dude, like, this vessel is so strong and I have lived a life in this body. And it's not even over yet. And I just was looking in the mirror and I was even went in the shower and was just kind of like massaging myself and just like having a moment with my body and just truly apologizing to it and really asking for almost like the forgiveness on this knee jerk decision mm-hmm. that I did. Right. And I'm in a lot of pain and it just was so ego driven and having this moment of like, who am I, this plus size woman who's preaching body positivity? You know, this like, almost this existential crisis to where I'm like, make yourself fucking happy, do what you want, but also be proud of the body that you're in. And it's like, I hated that area for me for 33 years since I could even remember. I've hated this area about my body. Who the fuck am I? And so I just had this moment. I was in there for like probably an hour and a half. My friends were like, are you okay? Like, I'm just tripping on mushrooms, having some gratitude. It's fine. I come out of the bathroom and I swear to God, that's when my body really started healing, is when I took a step back after that trip and I was just referring to, yeah, because this is my vessel. And I was just like, I'm so sorry, body, that I did this. And like, yes, now that it's done and looking back on hindsight, it was a lot of pain and I should have done a lot of things beforehand. I do enjoy the procedure because the shape my body has taken, I have a newfound level of confidence.
Right.
I did not think I could get more confident.
And honestly, you did.
I did not think it was possible. And I swear to God, dude, the pimp in my step is extra flared. Like, it's nuts how I've learned. She's coming out. Like, yeah. I'm leaning into the feminism, like the femininity of it and like just the curve. And the power, it's leveled up. And, it's a lot more attention. Honestly, kind of felt like I did get my tits done in a way. You know what I mean?
And this is what celebrities do. Think of how they maintain a body. They're like, oh, yeah, I just hit the gym right after I had my kid. No, you fucking didn't. You got lipo.
At least Cardi's fucking real about it. Cardi's like, fuck no. I had my fucking ass sucked, my fucking lips done. Like, fuck no. Yeah. I got lipo. I've gotten lipo several times. Like, and that's the thing, too. I was thinking about the women who get mommy makeovers and get this shit done, like a full tilt boogie and even skin tightening, all this shit, and then they get pregnant again.
Oh God, that's horrible.
If I got pregnant again, fucking what? I would just $10,000 into working on me and then I fucking get pregnant. Oh my God. We'll leave that there because I would say some shit.
Abort.
Lose the power. Like, fuck no. Are you kidding me? I just turned this, oh, it's like fucking renoing a rental into a penthouse. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go back. Like, oh, my God. But, yeah, that was my lipo journey, dude. All in, I would say, full tilt boogie.
Investment or expense?
An investment. And okay. I'm sure you'll see the ROI here soon. Come summer 2024, you bitches.
At Bachelorette. We'll see you at Bachelorette in May.
This whole next year. Yeah. I'm taking this vessel for a ride. And that's crazy too, because my body was banging in my 20s and I would never wear a thonkini. There was no way in hell I would have ever. And I was like, I will be wearing a thonkini in
Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
In Greece, September. Like, I'm coming for it. It's happening. I already bought it. Like, it's here. And I will, be having all of the sex.
Love that for
all
you.
All of it.
And then...
This is our agree to disagree. Agree to disagree. So I would say, would you say it's an investment or an expense? Me personally, an investment because I'm going to return. It's going to give me a return.
I think it depends on the person, though, because there's not somebody that's so serious like you are about your lifestyle change and stuff. So if someone's not so serious about it, they're going to get lipo and then gain it back.
That was the thing. They said, we are sucking the actual fat cells out of your body. So you're not going to have these fat cells. It will take a lot. It is possible for you to gain the weight back, but it's going to take a lot
because
we removed these cells from your body. They're no longer there. We didn't shrink them. They're gone.
Gotcha.
So you can gain the weight back. Yes, it's just going to grow back disproportionately. And for a while there, too, when I first got it done, I was looking at the heel and you could see the rod marks between my fat. And I was like, oh, my God. this looks terrible.
I mean, I think
you just got to rub it out.
I mean, I truly don't know because I haven't done it, but I don't know. I think it's both. I think it's an investment and an expense. Can I say
also,
that?
Yeah. I mean, and it too depends on your lifestyle because if you're a fucking celebrity or you're somebody who has people
that's
watching
an investment
you
for
image,
them every day.
That's like, a write off.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree that you're not ugly? You're just poor.
Yes, I do.
155. Confirmed 1,000%.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though, because I have been really good looking and poor.
Well, you can't fix your face. Like, if you got a fucked up face, you got a fucked up face. You can't lipo that out.
No, but you can get your fucking nose done.
No,
you can get your
I've seen it.
Absolutely not.
Have you not seen those people that get the fillers and the Botox and all that? They look like a fucking clown.
Well, they go overboard,
They look like a clown because they didn't look good to begin with, and then they go overboard.
They go overboard. Now, here's the thing. Then you would disagree on this because what I'm saying is you're not ugly. You're just poor. We will look at a Kylie Jenner. We will look at a Khloe Kardashian,
but the thing is like, I would say that Kylie Jenner was an average individual.
Very average.
Average. She wasn't ugly, but she wasn't the best.
She was
you
like
can't
white
say
girl
that.
Average.
Yeah, she was
oh,
white
I
girl average.
I can say that. Because that's the thing. You look at her and you're like, oh, so average. And now, right, we have our lips. We have, and then people will say like, okay, you have the eye lift, right? Khloe K got her nose done. You
she
change, you get your nose done.
Yeah.
You change the entire shape of your face.
You're right. Okay. It's, you're right. I agree.
You get a cat eye surgery. There's also one more I truly feel too. You get your jaw. That was another one. Like
the jawline. Like
you get your, this is one of the most popular fucking procedures, dude. And they were talking to about throwing it in, and I was like, I will just gua sha this till I am blue in the face. Also, if I lose weight, this will go away. But I do gua sha it like 3 times a week. But the thing is with your gullet, okay? You suck that out, it changes the dimension of your face. You get your nose done and your fucking jowl sucked out, you're a completely different human. Fuck that. You are not ugly, you're just poor. And the shitty thing is this middle class here is dropping 10 fucking grand on getting your fat sucked out of your ass? Like, absolutely not. We can't afford that. We can't even barely afford groceries, okay?
She sold her house to get lipo.
I fucking sold my house to get lipo.
But
I'm making money moves.
Also, it's also not about that. It's about, you know, I could probably get lipo if I wanted to, right? If I truly wanted to. I don't want to because I'm not unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not unhappy with anything besides, I'd like to be a little thinner, but I guess it's not a priority to
me.
Right.
And there's probably a different procedure too. So like you spend money on getting dermaplane and you spend money on your skincare, right?
I do microneedling. That shit, I mean, it's the alternative to Botox.
Another investment.
Someone commented on my face last night. Did my mom.
Bro, because like the amount of legwork you've done to your texture.
But
is
I don't even talk about that. I don't even think it's for that. Yes, that was why I started it, was the texture. That is something I am unhappy with. Okay. Let's go back. I am unhappy.
Oh my God, she's not perfect.
I'm not, but the bumps and the redness, I hate that. You know, I want to be like everyone else to where it's not like that. But the, I lost my train of thought. God damn it.
Hate when that happens.
Oh.
That costs money,
it's self-care.
Though.
Oh, I feel it as self-care as well. Like when you lay there, an investment, and
perhaps
you just relax and that calming music's on, and shout out to Mariah at Brilliant Aesthetics, one of our sponsors for the event. Dude, it's just unreal. Like, I'm going to pay for that. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to pay
for
that. And
it's a little over a hundo every time you go.
I guess Mariah and Casey were talking shit, and they're like, dang, Val just really lives the life. Bitch, you're the one that does my facial. How are you going to be upset? Like,
it's called
you're
a
right. I'm a spender, but it's worth it to me.
And what's the, you know, and there's even, this is a whole second fucking thing, is like, I would say a whole episode on the balance between what is self-care and what is this whole, like, societal pressure to take care of oneself, right? Mm-hmm. What's the balance? Because, like, to me, self-care is, good diet, going working out. I could give or take the dermaplane, but I'll fucking gua sha. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you like massages
but
so
I
much.
Love, but I will... I blew a wad on a massage. Like, I'll fucking pay out the nose
for
a good massage.
Oh,
so, like,
massage
so relative, right? But for me, I will tell you, because coming from being absolutely broke with an amazing body and mm-hmm. traveling versus right now where I'm like post-kid fucking lipoed and I have a little bit of money to my name right now. Yeah, you're not ugly. You're just poor.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like the products, the food you mm-hmm. eat, baby, like health.
Dude,
is wealth,
so, we could
mama.
Go on that. That's...
Fucking food, the food I can afford, the yeah. fucking way I eat now, like that's just what I'm saying. The products I've been using, mm-hmm. like if I find a product that's like voted the best or this, even this red light treatment, my mom fucking dropped a dollar yeah. on that. And I was like, oh my God, no wonder celebrities are so fucking beautiful. When we get our glam done.
Dude, yeah.
Bitch.
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't need lipo. Did you not see me at the event? I look great.
You're not ugly.
Yeah.
You're just poor. And
anyways.
I'm sorry for that. But it's
self-care,
the most of us.
We should do an episode on that because self-care's just, you know, one. You can justify anything to be self-care. That's my opinion.
Write it off.
You could justify anything because people are like, I was coloring. Oh, self-care.
Self-care.
Oh, I got my toes done. Self-care. Like mm-hmm. anything you could really twist it to be self-care.
Yeah. So, I mean, hindsight, you know, all this to say, ladies, do you. You're going to do whatever
do
it is
your
you
research.
Do your research,
keep,
of course.
Like, yeah,
you know,
please.
Naturally. And I was reading all their panel. I read all their shit, dude, reading all their shit. And honestly, like, I did give them my feedback. They asked for feedback a couple of times over online and through, and I love feedback. I will do a survey. I'm a mm-hmm. junkie when it comes to my feedback. I'm a Yelp reviewer. You're welcome. And so I was giving them my honest feedback where I was like, you guys undersold. You didn't, the thing is, they didn't overpromise. They promised I would have my jaw dropped. And honestly, going back mm-hmm. for my post-op in January, they're going to think like, I'm a whole new body.
Yeah.
But it was touch and
tight
go there.
And right.
I had my pussy drained twice,
oh,
actually, almost
my God.
Three times. So I had to go back in and they had to do it again and all that. So like they just really undersold the severity of after treatment. Don't tell me that I could have sex days later. I didn't want to fuck
well,
for
and
a
they
month
should have
and
said,
a half.
Hey, if your vagina is swollen and it feels like there's food in there, call us right away.
Call us right away.
They should have said that and they didn't. So that's where I don't like that.
Every
that's sketch.
And the dollar, a dollar for every time I heard, well, everybody
heals
different. Everyone heals different. And the thing is, too, I told the guy, I was like, hey, so I'm in a volleyball league. Like, when can I go back and play volleyball? Because that's like mental health.
Yeah.
Like, self-care.
Self-care.
And he was like, oh, a couple weeks, few weeks. Yeah. A few weeks to me
and
is 3 weeks.
And then when you
weeks.
Went back in, he goes, oh, no, you can't
oh,
play volleyball.
Yeah, no.
I remember that. You were like, what?
Oh, interesting, because that's weird, because I was planning on being on the court tomorrow for our game, you asshole. Like, and he's like, well, everyone's a little different, or it takes a little longer for certain people. And I'm like, I'm the youngest demo in this room. Don't fucking play with me. I'm seeing the old broads out there. No offense. Okay. I'm fucking 33.
Older generations.
Like, I'm fucking 33. Yeah. I should be, if anybody, I should be a poster child for the healing mm-hmm. on this. And like, I take care of my body well. And like, I'm drinking water, bro. I'm massaging. I'm literally manifesting healing right now on a spiritual level, which honestly helped me seriously heal. I will say that mushroom, yes, I got this lipo, but I was in peak healing. And when I was shrooming on this, I literally was looking at my body and it healed my fucking body dysmorphia. Because don't get me wrong, there's a lot of shit right now. My body still looks a little, it's not where it was. I get that. I got creases now. I have stretch marks now. My belly button's weird.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't fucking care. Look at me. Like, this vessel's a vibe.
Did anyone catch that Amanda loves her new body?
I love this body, dude. It's great. And, like, mostly, yes, even before lipo, thinking about it, but it was really just the shrooms having, like, this appreciation for all the stories that I've got to have, all the places this strong body has taken me. I get to lift my kids up still. Like, I get to hang out. I'm able-bodied. I get to help my mom move furniture. Like, a lot of people call on me for my strength, and that's one of my many purposes that I serve. But like
that
this,
bitch from Encanto, remember you were
oh
saying that?
Oh my God,
to you?
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking bitch from Encanto. Like, it just was great. And then having like so many more things that this body has given me, it's been a gift, it's been a blessing. Like, we only get this vessel for a short time on this human experience. You might as well make this vessel a vibe, which is on a t-shirt in our fucking swag store, so you know. So make this vessel a vibe. And honestly, pre-lipo, post-lipo, the shrooms really kicked that into high gear to where I was like, regardless of what this vessel looks like, wow, what a blessing that I've gotten to have this life experience in this body. And thank God I'm a woman. I love being a woman. I love being a woman. Like, God, I love the energy. And so, yeah, overall, like, Lipos, 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 lipo. If you're going to get it done, fucking do it. I would do...
No judgments here. Yeah. Just don't lie to your friends about it.
You get a wedding, I get lipo. Yeah. Same, but different, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Self-care.
Don't lie to your friends about it. My mom was pretty hurt that I fucking blew smoke up her ass, too, because she's a nurse, and she was like, the fuck, you just got that done? And I was like, yeah, I got a lot more done. And she asked me, why the fuck did you lie, dude? Why did you do that? It hurt my feelings, because I felt like we were closer than that.
Oh,
and
I was like, hit you with that, huh?
And I was like, oh, Real Talk Sundays? Exactly what I told her. I was like, Real Talk Sundays? You and Val are judging ass hoes, okay? Y'all are judging ass bitches.
I wasn't judgy. I was just jealous.
You guys will put your two cents in, and quite frankly, didn't care. It was my money. It was my vagina. I know you would have talked me out of it because she goes, but that's ours. And I was like, bitch, yours now. Mine looks different. Like, we bid farewell to that. You can keep your pussy. I'm gonna do this.
Oh my God. And you ruined like a fucking genetic
thing. Legacy. And I was like, don't care. And I didn't want to hear it. Straight up, I was like, Ma, I didn't want to hear it. Honestly, I don't. It's like fucking buying a new ridiculous car, and that's my flex. And I wanted that, and I fucking went and got it with my own fucking money. I didn't. And she was wanting to take care of me during the aftercare. I was like, oh no, I got it. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, oh, all they did was that. I'm fine. I almost passed out that night. I was like, holy
shit. I know. I was like, you're good to be alone. And I asked them, is she going to be alone? They're like, yeah, she'll be fine.
You should not be alone the first 24 to 48 hours after that procedure, but I blew smoke up everyone's ass. And honestly, it was nice to be by the fuck myself. Like, honestly, just sit there on the couch and just be like, oh my God, Norco. And they were like, really? You should not do the heavy-duty pain meds?
Yeah, they go, just do Tylenol.
Just do Tylenol. If you could avoid those really strong scripts that we gave you, just do Tylenol. Fuck you. Fuck you and the liposuction you wrote in on because you're lying to my face. No, I was drugged up for a good while and a lot of weed. A lot of weed, a lot of water. And it was interesting. But yeah, now just looking at it, I'm super stoked with it. I look great. Very happy. I'm going to continue to ride this wave because it was a quick 10 pounds and I've honestly averaged about a pound a week I've been losing. So like I started at like, and again, Real Talk Sundays, I'll show you guys my weight. I am 6 foot even. I weighed in that day at 253 pounds and I walked out 241. Right now I'm at 238. So like, well, 237. This morning I was like 237 and a half. So I'm averaging like a half a pound to a pound a week now that I've been back in the gym. I'm able to go back in the gym now. I've been eating good. I just got off of a week-long vacation, so I'm like a little heavy on that. I drank a lot. The drinking's gotten pretty intense. Yeah. I got to tone that down, but overall, I'm just super stoked. It's going to be a great 2024 for me. So I'm excited.
This episode was all about Amanda. We're just here to listen.
Yeah. My podcast. You guys are just listening to it. Okay. thank you so much for joining. If you have any questions about liposuction, don't fucking ask me, but you can. You can DM me if you've gotten it done or share a story. Would love to hear it. Or like, honestly, gearing up for a self-care episode. What's your version of self-care?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite thing?
I would not consider liposuction self-care. But I'd be curious to know what your self-care, what's your splurge. Like, I splurge on this because not that you need to justify your care, girl. Treat yourself. Perfumes. Treat yourself. Really nice food. Treat yourself. Any advice for anyone who's looking for lipo? I would see if there's other treatments you can do. So what specifically are you trying to get out of it, right? Because if you were trying to get a waist shape, perfect example. If you're trying to get a slimmer waist, are there other things you can do like the light treatments or perhaps those like massages or wraps? And also, this is a big one I've learned in my 30s, and it was actually from a fashion blogger. She said, in your late 20s, early 30s, an investment needs to shift to good undergarments, okay?
Oh,
need to invest.
Guess what I invested in? I get Skims all the time, but I got my first Skims thing like that. But
you
she
never
has.
Get like body cons.
I got it.
And I will tell you, because I tell you all the time, I'm like, dude, you need to fucking smooth it out.
So she's like, you know what it is now? Because she's fucking skinny now. She's like, you need something to wear under your outfit.
You need a body
con.
Because
I'm skinny now and you're not.
And you're not following the roadmap.
And you need to, you need to hold that fat in. That's literally how she says it. with that tone. You need something under that. You know, like a body con thing.
You have to look at your underwear.
And it's this big. Remember how it looks, the Skims?
So like when you open
it,
baby.
It looks like it's for a baby and it's kind of creepy, but then I haven't tried
it
on yet.
Oh, dude, I unpacked one of my fucking, my one
that
of my
sponsors. I got your first one.
And
your
Dahlia
logo.
Goes, is that for me? And I go, no, baby guru. This is for mama. This is for mama. She's like,
so what? She had just had, was it after Dom I got it for you? She had just had her first kid and she was feeling very like, fuck, you know? And I was like, I'm going to get her for Christmas. I'm going to get her a Skim.
Best gift ever.
I did. And she opened it and she looked at it and she was like, this is supposed to fit. She went into my bathroom. We're all waiting on the couch, waiting for you to come out. And you're like, oh my God, we could hear you just like, I'm sweating. And like, you got it on.
It was a process for sure. I am now, I would say, an undergarment pro to where like your underwears, guys, like they shouldn't be pinching you. They should be sitting on top. Like you need to, if you need to go up a couple of sizes, it's not the number of the size, it's the fit, right? Mm-hmm. So there's just certain type of underwears you should be vesting in. And your undergarments, okay, are so important to go under. It makes everything look smoother. It makes you look more put together, more fitted. Things will fit you better. You won't feel as uncomfortable. I do find myself eating less because it's a hug all day. Mm-hmm. And some women are like, ugh, like my mom, she's like, I cannot wear that longer than an hour. Like, no way. Yeah, it takes some getting used to, absolutely. And it sucks because I know men would never do this. Some men do. Yeah. They'll wear compression top shirts if they have like, you know, certain stuff that they want. But like the investment, it is an investment because that is a fucking $78, $80 undergarment.
It's $100.
$100 garment.
I want to wear.
Skims is quality. That's
Skim
the one thing.
Skims is quality.
Fuck you, Kim K. She said after her baby, she would wear two of them.
Yes. How could she even go to the bathroom? She doesn't care. She'll do it.
She doesn't go to the
bathroom. She's tough. I will give her that. You know what I want to wear with that thing? I want to wear a sweater dress. Mm. I've never worn one. I want to wear a sweater dress with that under.
Sweater.
Oh, I feel like that would look so good.
It would. And that's the thing is a lot of women will skimp over good quality undergarment because it's either uncomfortable or it's too costly or whatever. It is, again, I would say, an investment. One of those, I wore that Skim every fucking
every day.
Bitch, I wore it till it had holes in it.
Yeah.
And I still wore it. Remember, I cut the ass out of it.
Yes.
So the ass had a hole in it. I fucking cut the ass out of it. I still wore it. Like,
I remember.
Like, fuck it. And so it's important to invest in good underwear, especially as you get into your, you know, late 20s, 30s, especially post-kid. That's a big one. Slapping yourself into a fitted after you've had babies. I wish I would have done that.
Yeah. If we were rich, we would have a one for every day.
Oh, they'd have
this. We'd have it
they
in
do.
Our drawer. We'd have one for every day.
You
we had a Skim.
What?
What?
You just wouldn't go get surgery if you were rich.
That too. The combo 1-2 punch, dude. And that's the thing you got to understand is under these dresses that they're wearing, they're fucking strapped in, bro. Yes, a lot of them are naturally fit.
But still,
and
they're
thin because they have wealth to get good food, wealth to get good workouts, wealth for good makeup, wealth for good hair extension, like wealth for the products using in your fucking tea, everything, right? So, but you need to invest in good underwear. I've said enough on that. If you're not doing that, you need to. It's important. But yeah, overall too is like at the gym, just taking care of yourself there. But ultimately, it's great. It's really great. Invest in your fucking undergarments, a good bra too, and it will change your life. And so are there alternative routes to achieving the look that you want versus such a dramatic thing like a liposuction or going under the knife, right? Yes, it's long. That's the thing. As I even told you, I said, I traded 6 to 8 months of being fucking uncomfortable in a gym and driving myself crazy for 4 painful hours and weeks of painful aftercare. That was the trade-off. It was the instant gratification versus the long-term gain.
Yeah.
I could have achieved a look very similar to this, would have taken me a year to do it, and I wouldn't have gotten so much of a curve out of it, but I would have been fit for sure. I mean, you know, who knows what my tummy would have looked like, but here we are. So
here we are, 3 months later.
They already cashed the check, so we're here. Months later. That's it. Would I do it again? God damn it.
Sorry, I didn't ask those questions. That's why Corrado's here.
Would I do it again?
Last night you said you wouldn't.
I don't think, like, that's the hard. It's like, I'm not even fully healed yet. They say by Christmas you'll get it pretty much 90%. And I'm just trying to catapult myself into this time next year. I know I never would have achieved my back looking how good my back looks.
It's just like,
it snatched in my waist and gave me this bubble butt. And I'm like, fuck, I wouldn't have got that no matter how much I tried, no matter how much body con I put on. So like, just fucking catch me in a month and I'll be like, yes, I'll do it again 100%. It's like after you have a baby and you forget how much fucking pain you went through.
Yeah, like I'll do it again in a couple of years.
Yeah. I'm not comparing liposuction to a baby, but I'm just saying pretty fucking happy months later to where I'm like,
but it's true. People forget how painful the birth was and miserable. They go and have another kid. Yeah.
If you're planning on getting this done, it's fucking miserable. And then you have like Casey's mom who had this exact same procedure done. She was like, oh, that bitch was fucking walking the next day. And I was like, huh? She also had four babies, no fucking drugs, just fucking heave. But she's crazy. I was like, your mom's crazy. That's nuts. But like, there's a lot of women who have
maybe
a really
high. Maybe
you
were a baby back bitch.
Maybe. Fucking bet. I literally was laying on the table. I was like, Val and my mother could never have done this. Like, nope. But yeah, so thank you very much for joining us on this segment or this fucking Real Talk Sundays episode.
This episode. Lipo or no lipo? Risk or risque?
Risk or risque? But your song and artist for today, we're going to do a remix here. This is from Gen Cloud, GEN KLOUD. This song's called Blood. It's a Fabian Mazur remix from off a really good anatomy album. So enjoy.
Sorry for my sniffles.